Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison, here's what's happening. The man who pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Philadelphia Police Sergeant James O'Connor and four other people 5 years ago in Frankfort has been sentenced to 75 years in prison as part of an agreement with federal prosecutors. More from KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson.
Handcuffed in a bright orange jumpsuit, Hassan Elliott made faces after hearing he'll be in his 90s when he may see the light of day again, and he uttered his final words to the public loud enough for the family of SWAT Sergeant James O'Connor to hear.
At least I still got a breath in my body as he walked out.
He said, I'm smiling because I'm still breathing.
The judge rebuked Elliott's reaction and told them there's nothing more egregious and horrific than taking the lives of four people and shooting nine others. O'Connor was shot and killed in March in 2020 while serving an arrest warrant for the very man who killed him. His widow, Terry, told Elliott, you were coward. You shot a man through a door.
He's a vile human being who has no regard for life.
Elliott's attorneys outlined the 26-year-old's traumatic childhood, born to drug-addicted parents, abandoned and abused, and sometimes homeless. Then Elliott apologized and said the violence didn't start with him and it won't end with him.
The O'Connor family says that they are most at peace, knowing Elliott will remain behind bars, unable to appeal. A woman was killed and two children were seriously injured after a fire tore through two row homes Wednesday morning in Northeast Philly. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Mayfair.
A fire spread to two row homes near Sterling and Hawthorne Streets around 5:30 this morning. A woman was found dead inside of one of the homes, and two children, one boy and one girl, were injured. Neighbors say they saw medics performing CPR on at least one of the kids. Both children are now in critical condition at St. Christopher's Hospital. Mel Hahn lives two doors down and tells our partners at NBC 10 his family evacuated.
Yeah, and you can feel the heat, you know, like when you come out the door, you know what I mean? So I had to hurry up. We had to hurry up and get her down the steps and get my kids to safety.
Four people were treated at the scene by medics, and there were no working smoke alarms in the house.
Fire officials are urging anyone without working smoke alarms to reach out to the Philadelphia Fire Department because they will install them in your home for free. The medical examiner testified Wednesday at the trial of two men charged in a deadly home invasion in Lower Merion last year. A man was killed, his mother seriously wounded, when authorities say the suspects broke into the wrong home and shot them. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports.
25-year-old Andrew Gaudio was shot five times in the early morning hours of December 8th in the Meredith Road home he shared with his mother in Wynwood. Medical examiner Ian Hood says Gaudio could have survived four of those shots, but he says a shot to the back of Gaudio's head would have been almost immediately fatal. Dr. Hood describes that shot as execution style, with the bullet found in the floor under Gaudio's head indicating he was lying down when he was shot. Earlier in the trial, Andrew's mother, Bernadette Gaudio, testified she was shot in the neck and immediately paralyzed. She heard additional gunshots, but her son made it to the floor of her bedroom. She called 911 with voice activation on her iPhone, but when a man came back in the room, she closed her eyes so he didn't know she was still alive, and she heard two more shots.
41-year-old Charles Fulforth and 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts are on trial for first-degree murder, burglary, and related charges. Philadelphia City Commission Chair Omar Sabir hosted a discussion aimed at generating ideas to increase voter turnout. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, one of the most promising strategies is just getting underway.
College students are seen as a key demographic for boosting voter turnout, and Committee of 70 President Lauren Cristella says Community College of Philadelphia is working on a plan to get more of its students registered.
We'll be the first in the country to integrate the state's voter registration system into the student class registration system.
Cristella says all the same information used to register for class is used to register to vote, making a streamlined process. She says it should be in place at CCP this fall, in time for November's judicial elections, and she hopes other colleges will be using the system in time for 2026. Kadita Kenner of the New Pennsylvania Project says registering new voters is not enough.
The number one reason why the most recently registered to vote don't actually come out to cast a ballot is because they don't know how to do it. And no one wants to look stupid when they go into the polling location and ask lots of questions.
Kenner advises more accessible voter education. The Community College of Philadelphia is putting on a show, but it's not just any show. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has more.
One, two, three.
Aladdin!
So what makes your genie different from all the other genies?
Most of the plays I've seen, they had boys as their genie, but I'm a girl.
12-year-old Mackenzie is playing the role of the genie in the CCP Junior STEM Academy's presentation of Aladdin Junior.
So I kind of put my, like, girl twist on it.
That is a twist of twists. Right, guys?
Yeah.
And campers working in four separate groups are combining what they've learned in the program to produce their adaptation of Aladdin, from 3D printing and computer design to robotics and engineering. Now, Stephanie Austin Johnson with CCP is coordinating the show.
We wanted to make sure that they understood there's a world of opportunities available to you as an art-based student in STEM. You can build sets, code LED lights.
The show hits the stage on July 31st at 5 p.m. That's the old local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.